Good afternoon, everyone. This is Grace McDonald on the Northern Ag Network with the market news summary. The on-feed cattle numbers as of August 1st being 1% below the original estimate supported the futures a lot today. Total placements numbers were also 5% below the estimate. Cash cattle trade was steady across the board last week, choice-fed steers ranging from 182 to 183, dressed basis at an even 292. May feeders closed up $3.18 at 245.18, August up $4.98 at 258.48. June live cattle up $2.38 at 178.05. August up $2.85 at 176.40. 35 yearling bulls sold at the Timberline Ranch last week for a 61.41 average. Commercial open heifers averaged 2,200. Lot 132 was the top bull, selling at $17,500 to Bar JV Angus out of Fairview, Montana. We'll be back with the grain trade right after this.
Our kids love to play. Whether they're playing house or playing dress-up, they love to imitate you. You're setting an example. Make sure it's one you can live with, and one your children can live a long, healthy life with, too. If you want to quit smoking or vaping, call the Montana Tobacco Quit Line at 1-800-QUIT-NOW or visit quitnowmontana.com. You can do it. We can help. Montana Department of Public Health and Human Services.
It's time for a crop nutrition plan that gets more return from every drop. A plan that starts with ProGerminator, a complete phosphorus fertilizer product that includes nitrogen, potash, and iron. ProGerminator features both readily available and controlled-release phosphorus with minimal danger of tie-up in the soil. And it produces faster, earlier growth that continues through the season. AgroLiquid has precisely what it takes to help you succeed like never before. Find out more at agroliquid.com.
It was an extremely positive day for the Chicago wheat contracts today. The wheat market broke out of its bearish trend. Some good rains expected to move into the central plains over the next week, which will be great for some spring wheat areas. May Chicago wheat closed up 20 cents at 570 and a quarter, July up 20 and three quarters of a cent at 587 and a half. May Minneapolis hard red spring wheat up 7 and three quarters at 654 and three quarters of a cent, July up 9 and a quarter at 661 and three quarters of a cent. May Kansas City hard red winter wheat up 16 cents at 597 and a half, July up 19 and a half at 602 and a half. May soybeans up 10 and a half at 1161, July up 10 and three quarters of a cent at 1176 and a half. May corn up 6 and a quarter at 439 and three quarters, and July up 6 and three quarters of a cent at 449 and three quarters. Well, that's going to do it for the market news summary. Thanks for joining us on the Northern Ag Network. I'm Grace McDonald.